back of your shirt.
A shirt wouldn't be bad. A shirt wouldn't be too bad.
What if it's a cape?
No. That's what I was thinking of, a cape too.
You know, I've worn a
super cape.
You know, I've worn, you know, like back in one of the past E3s, I have worn a cape around because they gave it away, you know, those capes. Yeah, and I did wear it around for a while.
What if it's a mask? What if you have a giant cartridge?
Do need to drive around. I need a peripheral vision.
It comes with glasses.
That sounds tempting, but
you could put your glasses over the cartridge mask and you still be authentic.
There you go, see?
I could do that. I'll be like, hey guys.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode.
After a long hiatus.
Yes.
This is what we do with episodes.
To
the Super Smart Gaming Podcast, randomly generated encounters.
Yes.
Yes.
And so random.
And we're back.
It's really random.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are back. Welcome to episode, I don't remember.
It's 12, Ken.
12?
Is it 12?
Come on, Ken.
Well, you know, they can look it up on me.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's numbered on the episode.
Write into me and tell me
what episode are we on.
Super Smart Gaming at SSG@gmail.com.
You memorized it finally. I finally got it.
I spent our hiatus. Yeah, you went on memorizing it.
You went on a...
I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah. You went on a trip into the Himalayan mountains.
I busted Chappelle, you know, and I just said, "I need to not, I'm done, nigga." You know,
he did say that.
I just want to drop the N-bomb to get more viewers coming.
There you go.
Send your hate mail toward Ken.
Yes,
right now.
So I'm Ken. Please be excited. Mm-hmm. Join with me today. We have Ben. You're back.
I'm actually
maybe
back.
Not. I think you've always been.
Well, I've been gone for quite a while, actually.
Okay.
When was the last time I came back?
I think you've been on here for 3 episodes.
Yeah. In the real human timeline, I want to say it's 2 months.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right.
I think it's 2 months in the real human timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
In
I
the
think
podcast
so, yeah.
timeline, it's probably like 2 episodes.
No,
three.
Actually, no,
three.
I think
actually quite more than that, actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just been really busy with work and, you know, and like you guys pointed out, I got a nice, beautiful, horrible looking sunburn or suntan.
That
right
looks
now.
Nice. You look good with a tan.
No, no, it's been a while, actually.
Goes well with you.
Goes well with my dark.
Yeah, makes
my
you
darkness.
Look like you're Brad Pitting it, dude. You
Brad Pitting
like,
it.
You're Brad Pitt.
There you go. I'm the Chinese Brad Pitt.
You look too pale before. Got some color in you. There it is.
Yep.
There
Speaking you go. Of color. You got Raul back?
I have color.
That's true.
I'm more pale than anything because I work in an office. So you're lucky enough that you work outside. I wish I worked outside.
Right, but right now it's probably not the best time to work outside because summer is coming.
You're interrupting my story, by the way. Like, I was talking about like my paleness. What's up with that, Ben? Anyway.
Well, I was adding
more
flavor.
Is that like a Game of Thrones sequel? The summer is coming?
Yeah,
the summer is coming.
Summer is coming.
El verano. There you go. It's in Spanish. Hi, Raul Cruz. Hi, I'm always here. I'm glad.
Well, it is your house.
Cup of water today, guys. Yeah. Healthy. Right? Usually I have a beer, cup of water.
It's been a while since we're a trifecta again.
I believe last episode was also a trifecta.
It was you, myself, and Andres.
I wouldn't know. Like I said, I've been here for a while. So
yes.
Yeah, we're.
Well,
you didn't check out
the episode that we didn't upload.
Well, I've been busy with work. Okay.
We're the Triforce. I'll be the Triforce of what will be my Triforce? Not wisdom.
Why you got Nintendo everything? Why you got
Nintendo?
Dude, because
it's awesome. Sounds great, guys. Yeah. Whatever.
And you know what? Speaking of Nintendo, it's been a while, but hopefully you guys talked about this in some past episode.
What is it?
Nintendo and Universal struck a deal.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
I didn't hear about this.
Man, I told you.
That is crazy.
I told you about this. This was like about a month or two ago.
I didn't. When?
I texted you. I texted you when I said I couldn't make it.
No, you don't. No, you didn't.
I texted you and said, I can't make it.
My messages, man.
Go check it out. I said, talk about the Nintendo Universal deal. Anyways.
Probably.
Anyway, so yeah, Nintendo and Universal.
It's like Nintendo is the universe. There's nothing to talk about.
We're dying. Why is it no news?
Well, yeah, anyways, Nintendo Universal Studios struck a deal. They struck a pretty big deal. And pretty much in the near future, Nintendo will be bringing, you know, their themed products to Universal, based, you know, merchandising, rides, characters, you know. Who knows? Like, we don't know exactly what they're going to bring, but it's going to be pretty exciting. You know?
I think they should have done it sooner, but I'm glad they're doing it.
Probably. And I feel like, oh, look, that's a loud, that's car is passing
I think
by.
This is Nintendo's testing the water and doing their own theme
park.
Yeah,
I feel like it too, yeah. And it's like, also to me, I feel that, you know, how people are saying, oh, for years they've kind of been bashing Nintendo on their business or their how they've been running their business, kind of been going downhill, quote unquote, from according to them. And I feel like, oh, this is like one of their other ways of venturing out and making more money.
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, Western people, we got this. Suck it.
I think it's easy for Nintendo. All they gotta do is forget about making new console games. Just make games.
Yeah.
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 Right.
True.
Let someone else worry about the console stuff. Make games. They will turn everything around.
Right. Yeah. No, right? I think you're right. I mean, they have a strong... I think it's time for them to reap their hard work, right? They have, 30-plus years of... Well, almost 30 years of just characters. Just characters. Yeah. Marvel did it, right? When Marvel was failing in 1999, the way they turned around, they sold that license to Sony. Was it Sony, right? No, they sold... Disney. Disney bought it. Disney bought it, right?
Well, Sony has
They go,
some
you know what?
Rights.
Merchandise... everything. Merchandise everything because you have built a whole, industry, an empire of just characters that people like, and they will buy it on a mug, they will buy it on a lanyard.
And Disney does it right where they're they have their own history of sort of trying to treat their franchise with care.
Yeah.
You know? And so they understand sort of like the value of you can't just make, Call of Duty kind of strategy or like Guitar Hero where you're just milking the money as much as you can.
Right,
they understand that, like, look, if you just put at least some level of care or get people who are passionate about the project and continue to be passionate about it and not be completely saturating the market with it, which it kind of is, I guess, with Marvel, but it's still doing a pretty good job. Like, you could tell that they're treating you with care.
Because you need both sides, right? Yes, you want innovation, but also if you have 30 years of characters, use them. Like, if you go downtown in the alleys or you go to Maple and Eighth, right, you see, the Cinderella on everything. You see Snow White on everything. Right. Oh, Disney being like, use our stuff because now this is going to make us money while we're trying to innovate and make new characters. Nintendo is starting to figure that out. They go, right, people love Mario. Yeah. Right? Even people that are 40, 50 years old, they played it. Now, if we put that in a mug, if we put that in Universal, right? I'm sure you're going to see Mario, Zelda. Yes.
Amiibos.
Like, we're actually...
smart, man.
We're actually... my coworkers and I were just joking around. Hey, when they come by, let's all transfer to never Nintendo-themed thing or let's all try out for some Nintendo character,
And they've been doing that in Japan, right? In Universal Studios in Japan, they have... the Monster Hunter. I mean, the Monster Hunter is Capcom.
That's right,
it's bigger in the Nintendo console, but I think that's a great idea because it just makes you more money on the side rather than trying to hold all your, try to control all your characters. Just let them go, right? You still have control over them, but you're just selling merchandise. That's how bands make money. Merch.
And Universal makes a perfect sense, right? Because their theme parks are now sort of divided into like worlds, right? It's not just a standalone ride.
It's Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
Right? There's a world to it.
Yeah, like right now, like every day at work, I'm always seeing the Despicable Me area. I see the upcoming Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Yeah. And now, they officially opened Springfield, kind of advertising for work, aren't
I? I just hope... So, I don't want them to just reskin the go-kart area into a Mario Kart area.
Oh, okay, get you.
I feel like they might just do that.
And I feel like that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
What I want is for them to build a new ride of, like, maybe you're riding on the turtle shell going through, like pipes and tubes.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. You know? Or Or it could just be like...
Like make the Mummy the Ride with Mario theme in it.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
Something like that, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Is the Mummy the Ride still there?
Yeah, it is still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually still there, up and running, and not like Transformers.
So, I mean, for me, I'm okay if they just skin it. Like, my main concern right now is Nintendo's main concern is they make money, because you're at your best when you could, you have the finances to do what you want to do.
Right, yeah.
So if they make money, okay, now the Zelda game is guaranteed, right? Now your console, you're willing to, like, you know, spend a little more for the HD graphics, whatever, right, you know? Yeah. So for me, it's like, make money right now, Nintendo, because you've been hurting for 4 years. Yeah. Make money.
And I would be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
If they just keep going with their handhelds, you know?
I would be.
Like,
that, I would
that,
be.
Next, that next, like, Nintendo system's right. Like, yeah, you know... You already got something with the DS, and I'm convinced still to this day that the next Nintendo console would be a portable home console game.
Here's where we rewind, like seven episodes were canceled.
Yep.
You're right, yeah. And I've been saying it for years. I think that Nintendo should stick to the handheld.
That's where they're good.
That's where their strength is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind if I see Zelda on a PS4 on an Xbox. I don't care about that. I really don't.
Right. Yeah.
You make the game like on
use
a strong
the hard
system.
Use others. People's hardware.
Yeah,
why not?
You know, yeah, that's what they're good at, right? Yeah. They did the work. Just, you know,
they spent the money. You don't gotta spend the money,
right? Yeah, let the other people like labor on their consoles and all. You just do the games, and people will just buy it. You know, just shut up and take my money.
Yeah,
right
take
there, right?
Go handheld route. You right. know, put those games on other.
I feel like that's the best thing too. Like in the actual like home console.
Yeah,
like you know the other two in the West. It's like.
And I think Microsoft, they're getting there.
Yeah. Microsoft and Sony, they pretty much are dominating, saturating our,
yeah,
because
even the Wii U now, the gamepad is so, it's not even utilized fully. You could play entire games on just the Pro Controller. So I think that their next system is not going to be a Wii U pad or Wii Remote. I think it's going to be more simple, more for phones, everything that's intuitive and easy for everyone to use, that everyone has. So I think they're going down that line. I think after the NX, it might be that, okay, now we're just going to be a software developer.
But
we're not going to do consoles.
But do you think, like...
Hopefully just handhelds. Yeah. I love their handhelds.
But do you think in terms of, like it's like kind of like more integrating... Like you said, like more like handheld integration to console. Like, that's your prediction right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they will do something more along the line of also just, like, apps integrating into the console?
They should. Yeah. I think that's where they're going with it was called DNA, right? DENA, that's what it's called. The company that's working with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that was great. They should have done it a while back, but I know they hesitated because that company is a very, you know, we want to control everything we do. And I understand it, but at the same time, if you're bleeding money, don't do that.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, like,
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for Nintendo. I'm
like,
theme park, love it.
Yeah.
Handhelds, love it. Like, we're going on the phone? Perfect. Okay. I could play Zelda on the phone. Okay. I love that.
Here's a dumb question. If I were to audition for a character at Universal for Nintendo, what do you think I could fit for?
You could be, I don't know. Who'd you want to be?
I mean, because...
You could be the son from Mario 3 because you're so tan.
Waluigi.
Yeah. You would be a good Waluigi.
I could try Little Mac, maybe. But no, I could be the Shigeru Miyamoto there. Oh, hello.
There you go. See, you can do that.
Or I could be the Chinese Mario to Godar Chinese internationals is. Hello,
yeah.
I am Super Mario.
But I mean, so Ken, you said that you don't want to reskin, but would you like fight for it? Would you be like, no, you can't reskin it? Or would you just be like, oh, yeah, I'll still ride the ride and the go karts and all that?
I think if it is just the go kart being reskinned, I'm not going.
Oh, so you want? Wait, oh, you only go.
I want.
Like, oh, okay.
I want a new idea.
I don't remember go karts ever being universal at all.
Really?
Yeah. There's go karts. Don't they?
No,
they do.
No. Well.
Well, I mean,
back then, way
if you
back
said
then,
it, there is, and now I believe you.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that they
there
actually.
There is. No, there's bumper cars.
Isn't it bumper cars?
There's no,
bumper
there's not.
Interesting.
I mean, there may have been back then, but I'm not sure now.
So don't bring back bumper cars or go karts. And reskin it as Mario is what I would.
Or advise against. Make it.
Send your checks to Super Smart Game.
Thank you.
There you go.
We need the money.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, future codes. Who knows what the future
They should just remake the first level in Super Mario Brothers 2 and make it like a wipeout kind of game.
Oh, that would be
Super
cool.
Super Mario, the one where... Wait, part 2 you said?
Yeah.
Oh, part 1.
Part 2.
The first level... I kind of remember that first
one?
Level.
I guess it's... No, sorry. It is part 1.
Part 1. Yeah, the first one, right?
Yeah, where you walk and then there's like... Three question box and then one on top.
Yes, part one.
You had to kill the first like Goomba or whatever.
That'd be cool, dude.
Like, make that like a wipeout kind of game.
That'd be funny, right there.
That would be cool.
But then you gotta sign a lot of liability forms, too.
Nah. Well, you know, they just made everything like super soft, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they did it all the time with those Japanese TV shows.
That's true.
It'd be hilarious.
There you go.
It would be hilarious.
At least that could be like a stage show.
Yeah. A stage show would be great, I think, for
Nintendo. That's right. It could be a stage show. Like, we do have a lot of shows, actually.
And then they could, like, have a laugh track. You know, they go, ho, 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 ho.
No, it could be like, or, what's that? The Mario noise where, like, the game over.
Well, here's the crazy part about, in going along the theme with theme park, theme park is that, I don't know if you knew this, where Monster Hunter and Six Flags they got together to advertise Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate.
That's right, they did.
So what happened was, right now, if you go, when they first released, I think in March, when the game was released.
Was it the Goliath run?
No, it was released in February, but then they did something in March where the actual Capcom developers went to Six Flags and you could have played the game with them.
But this is a U.S. marketing?
This is at Six Flags here in California.
I briefly remember that.
Here's the cool part right now. If you go on Colossus, the Gormagala, which is the flagship monster, I'm sure you've seen, I'll show you the box later, but there's this life-size Gormagala at the Colossus, and I'm going next month just to take a picture with the Gormagala because I love the Gormagala.
Right. Yeah.
And so then that is the... You know, Japan trying to get more into the Western market because they know, well, they can.
That's smart,
but
actually.
I think that's great because now they're teaming up with theme parks to do this, like, awesome figures and all these other cool things. So I think that they should keep doing that.
Wait, didn't Colossus, like, didn't it tear
down?
Like,
they painted it. No, they tore that down, but that figure, like, the Gormagala is still out there.
Oh, okay.
Like,
out there.
It's life size, like, you know, the size of the actual thing. So I'm really excited. I'm going. It's awesome.
Nice, take plenty of pictures and let us know.
And, and me being that excited about that small, you know, it's not small, but that statue with Monster Hunter, I can't imagine Nintendo. I mean, that's going to do really well.
I can't imagine it too. You know, we'll see what it has in store for us. You know, mystery is inside that giant brick box.
And I clocked in 196 hours of Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, guys. 196
short of 200 hours. I'm disappointed.
What? Damn it! Like, well, I did something wrong.
You surpassed me already in. When I played
not
Dragon
200
Age.
Hours,
I already knew I was gonna surpass you, Dragon Age, dude. Because Dragon Age is not hardcore. You're not hardcore. That's the thing. Get out.
Because Dragon Age has an ending.
It does actually.
But Monster Hunter does.
It
not
doesn't. Dude. There's so many, and it's cool because after 200, I'm still learning so many new things. I cannot lie to you. I'm still learning so many new things because that game is so It's too much stuff to cover.
No, is there like, oh my god, you can use the outhouse?
No, it's crazy because it the battle system is so it's an in-depth battle system, but just certain quests, guild quests, certain moves you could do, all these other combo attacks. I'm watching all these videos. Like, if you look at my TV right now, I was watching a video on tutorials. Because after 200 hours, I'm thinking, wow, I didn't know that. That is so crazy. It's only 200 hours, guys.
Yeah, actually, thought you were playing that earlier. I was like, why is it on pause?
So how about you? You said what'd you clock in Dragon Age?
I think like 188 hours.
What'd you got in Destiny?
Destiny, total time is probably under 100 hours right now. I would say 80.
Okay. Not bad.
I don't rate games on its length.
You should.
Right.
Let me have this, you know? Kent. Let me just have this, okay? Let me have I have an achievement. I want an achievement.
I'm just saying.
Right, here's your achievement.
Bling!
I think that just shows that maybe I spend too much time on Monster Hunter.
It's fine.
You guys have busy lives or something.
No, we all have jobs. We all play games, you know? It's just you just decide to choose in one game. Yeah.
I have no life. I have less of a life.
Yeah, I can see you at work. Like, Raul, why aren't you working?
Well, I play on the bus. I play on the train. I play,
right. That's what you think at first until finally, like, Raul, what are you doing at work? Give me that.
No, I thought about it a couple of times, but then I stopped myself. I need to keep this job, guys. I need to find more Monster Hunter 5 or something. But
you need this job to feed your Monster Hunter.
I do, man. I need.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Why is there this white powder all over your DS?
It's like
nothing.
It's just baby powder for more gripping.
These for better grip. Guys.
For better gripping.
I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've been this much into a game where, like, you're excited to play. I don't know if that's how you feel right now with Destiny or with, like, Dragon Age, where you're excited to play. Before, I felt, I kind of want to play. it's interesting, but I wasn't passionate about playing.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? Yeah.
Is that how you feel right now or no?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't dug into the new expansion with Destiny yet.
It's House of Wolves, right?
No, it is House of Wolves. Yes.
Yeah, I like that title.
But are you looking stuff up on Wikipedia? Are you like,
you know, I've never been that hardcore into any games. I think
neither have I.
Right.
You know, like I can't think of a game where I was constantly trying to figure out every little things about it.
It's been a while, for
you know.
Me. Right. Yeah.
The last one was like 14, was kind of like that. Chrono Trigger back in the day. Metroid, but it's been so long. And it feels good, you know? I'm like,
right, yeah.
It's been like 10 years. I know that feeling. I felt this feeling of like, this is why I love video games, because you just could nerd out.
Yeah,
man.
You just get lost. Oh,
yeah, you get lost, and you're like, oh, I didn't know you could do it this way, you know? It's like.
So in the end, guys, just buy Monster Hunter World.
No, you know what you should do?
I don't know.
No, you buy The Witcher 3.
Just buy it, dude. Buy I'm trying to convince you.
Buy The Witcher 3. It's $37 right now, Witcher 3.
Just 200 hours?
Mm. Hey, talk to me when you get 300. Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
Wait, Witcher 3 is 37?
There's a deal on
PC.
On PC,
did you buy it?
I bought it.
No, you're buying on PS4, right?
Yeah.
No, I bought it, actually.
How do you like it so far?
You know, I just barely bought it last night. I barely got it installed, and I just played maybe like no more than like 30 minutes, and already I'm like, huh, you know, this is not bad at all.
Did you already meet Yennefer?
You meet Yennefer in like the first
Yennefer.
I think that's for me right now. I'm just like, I just think about it, like, I just don't want to dedicate anything more than like, you know,
a
couple hours on a game. And right. And realizing that as much as I want to play Witcher 3, knowing that that game's going to be at least 60, 70, 80 hours.
Well, you know, if you remember, like, there's that one arc that said you could finish that game anywhere from 20 hours to 200 hours. Mostly that next, I'm pretty sure that additional 180 hours is just crafting.
Maybe I'll just get in and get and play that easy mode, but they call it story mode or something.
But yeah, it's story, story mode. That great. I hear it because I've been
watching. I heard it's really good.
I heard it's actually really good.
No, I heard the story. Well, at least the reviews I've been seeing.
Let me put it back.
Go for it.
I heard the writing is good.
Yeah,
no, I heard the writing is great.
Yeah.
I heard the voice acting, the writing's wonderful, but the story itself is not as interesting as when you go out there and do all the side quests. Like, the side quests are way more fun than
I hear.
Which is sort of like the same way Skyrim was.
Yeah.
A lot
of
Elder Scrolls games were.
Yeah, you know.
You know, the main story of itself is kinda like you already know, you know, well, you know, get to the portal.
I always get lost doing the side quests in Elder Scrolls or Skyrim. Like, I could never get into Oblivion just because like I was like, this story sucks. I'd rather go and like just go in the arena. Yeah.
But you mentioned that you don't want to devote. I mean, do you feel like you have to finish the game in a certain amount of time?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I for me, I don't want to juggle different games.
No,
I hate the idea of having to play more than a few games at once. It's like right now I'm playing Destiny. I want to get back into Bloodborne. They just did an update on that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then Grim Fandango, actually.
What's that?
Grim Fandango is this story adventure game that was out, I don't know, back in like early 80s or something, maybe early 90s.
Crazy.
It's made by Tim Schafer. It's one that's like supposedly revered as one of the best storytelling in video games.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Where you play as basically death.
Wait,
like the actual death.
Is
you're not really death. You basically play as this guy. Name's Manuel.
Okay. Wait, is that
Manny,
the one?
Manny, right? That
Manuel.
Manuel.
Okay.
Manuel.
Wait, is that the one with the picture where it looks it's like some skeleton?
Yeah, it's like they're all skeleton.
Is it the one where they look really very much like Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
love it. The premise is awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear that's like a really beloved game.
Yeah, you play as this. It's the premise is that every time someone dies, right?
Yeah.
They need to spend 4 years in limbo before they could move on to the other world.
Yeah.
Right? You play as basically a sales agent, a travel sales agent, trying to... Yep, that's the game.
Okay.
Trying to sell dead souls a facet passage through the underworld.
Yeah.
And the people who died... And, you know, they have done a lot of good deeds in their life, has more afterlife money.
Okay.
In which they could take, like, a cruise ship to get to the other side of the limbo much quicker. Or someone who's a deadbeat guy would have to walk for the next 4 years.
Crazy. Right?
Funny, and then you, as a salesperson, is also a deadbeat.
Yeah.
So instead of choosing to walk, you're basically trying to work your way and get enough afterlife money to buy yourself a to get yourself a cruise ship ticket to the other side of the underworld.
Wow. That's actually a pretty cool story.
Yeah, and like it's very like innovative the way they thought about it. They start finding out a bigger conspiracy is happening and so on. So that's sort of like
this was on the PC, I'm assuming?
It was on a PC originally, and then now it was remastered
and
into the PS4 for the first time in like 20 years, whatever.
Oh, okay, so it never came out on any other system.
No, yeah, and it was the kind of game where like you need a very specific PC of its time to even run it.
Wow.
Like you cannot run that game. But now you can. Now it's on Steam and PS4.
Right. But back then, right?
Between now, you couldn't do it.
Okay.
Crazy. And it's a very like obscure, like old school point and click adventure kind of game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually the game where I actually do go look at like Wikipedia. I'm just like, I have no idea what the logic, you know, behind solutions are. So obscure.
Yeah.
But the story is very good.
Cool. So you're playing that one right now?
So I'm playing that one right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get you.
That's cool.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, because I've seen that game before. I just never... I'm like, oh, yeah. I thought it was a PS2 game. Uh-huh. It looks really good.
That's what I thought, too. I honestly thought it was a PS2
and,
game.
Yeah, and that's
then.
A game where, like, the writing is really sharp. You know, the voice acting
writing,
is very
man.
Sharp.
Right.
And, yeah, like, the dialogue trees... I'm surprised. The dialogue tree in that game is better than Mass Effect.
Ooh. Really?
You know how like Mass Effect, it has a really good dialogue tree. Like this, by far, by at least a factor of 5,
blows it out of the water.
Blows it out of the water.
Very nice.
You know where like it's not dialogue trees, but more it's talking points.
Okay.
Really?
If I see this game on Steam sale,
it's cheap the way it is right now. It's
how
like,
much is it? Exactly?
It's under $15.
Yeah, if I'll wait for Steam.
And I appreciate good writing. I'm going to go back to my point. But it's like, because what I love about Monster Hunter is the writing is just great. Just the dialogue is in there. It's phenomenal. I'm thinking, man, they really... You could look at 7 sentences, right? And you know how much time they spent on it.
Yeah.
Is there these little like inflections or these little like signs or extra little words that they put that the characters themselves say? You know good writing when you see it. And I think that's... I can appreciate that. So if that's a good writing game, I might consider when I buy a PS4.
You and your word porn. Your word porn.
Dude, it's wonderful. When you see bad writing in a game, like when I heard Yennefer, I go...
I mean, name-wise, whatever, you know.
You got to blame the book for that.
But, no, yeah, like... Gosh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, because even some... I mean, I hate bad writing.
I remember what I was going to say now. Like... So recently, my cousin and Kotaku actually around the same time, he posted a link about one of the worst video game endings ever, and it was Mortal Kombat 4, and it was like you said, so chock full of bad writing, bad acting, graphics, graphics, whatever. It was back That's like an exception, but just terrible writing and terrible literature, pretty much. And I was just like. Cracking up the whole time.
Yeah,
I was just like, "How?" It's like people paid you to write terribly. And hello, Andrea.
Hey, sorry guys.
Hello.
No, it's okay. You just came in at a
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Keep moving.
Keep moving. Nothing to see here. Nothing to talk about.
So go ahead. The writing Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 4 was just terrible. Terrible writing for the endings. It was so laughable.
Yeah.
Like you know how like the movie it was so bad it was good. This one's just so bad, it's just you just want to laugh.
It's just bad? It's just so bad, it's bad.
It's so bad, it's bad, and you just want to laugh at it. And just like, like you just want to give like those really terrible, cheesy awards and then take it away and just bash in their heads with
it. But I mean, like I said, like, you know, I appreciate good writing. You know, luckily right now I'm being introduced because even when I was watching like Witcher 3 and stuff like that, and I'll check out the Grim Fandango. I'll check out writing, you know, because I'll be honest with you, like the dialogue from what I've seen Witcher 3 really well done. I'm like, man, I love good dialogue.
Yeah.
I love great dialogue.
Yeah, like.
Not the scenes with him and Yennefer. Those seem really
like this is
forced.
This is one scene.
I haven't played it, I guess.
Like I said, like, I just only played maybe 30 minutes of it, but already, like, this one part where I guess. Like,
Whole quest that you just want to have sex with her?
I mean,
Here's
my question for you. I mean, you know, I mean, you only spend 30 minutes with it, but. Do you think The Witcher 3 is a better game than Dragon Quest? I mean, not Dragon Quest.
Dragon Age?
Dragon Age.
You know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to answer because, like I said, I haven't really delved into it.
But I'll be curious to see that.
Yeah. You know? But right now, I'm getting, like, the same, like, feel for it. Yeah. Like, at least this one, the action that I've interacted with so far, like, I only fought, like, for a minute or two, like, the very beginning. But I like the free flow style, you know?
Yeah.
Versus Dragon Age, that one's a little bit more strategy style, which I also love, too. So, but...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, oh, like, block this guy, go here and that.
Did anybody publish The Witcher?
No.
Who's the publisher?
It's only, I think, Project Red just did their whole thing.
It's not like Warner Brothers?
No, actually, I don't think so. I mean, I could look it up in a bit, but then that's the only thing I ever saw when I loaded up the screen. It just said Project Red or whatever that company is called.
Wow.
I think they did their own thing because it's a Polish or... I think
I think that's all they make, right? It's just Witchers.
Right, and I think I remember, like, back then, like, when, before Witcher 3 came out, like, as a thank you gift to President Obama, that Poland gave them the copy of Witcher 2. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I was like, really? Man, this must be one of their treasured products.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't wait to, you know, like, take a whack at Witcher 3 and, you know, have... like Geralt serenade me with his beautiful sexy voice and dialogue.
Me too. I think Witcher 3 isn't on last gen console, I believe.
You know, I don't know.
It's not last gen. No.
It's on PS3 360.
It's not.
It's on PC, isn't it?
It's PC is always next gen.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be. When I saw the, because it's what? It's 52 square miles. I think it's 3.5 times the size of Skyrim.
And I mean, I'm just glad that we're moving away from last gen console.
Have to, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of have, like, to slowly.
You know, like it seems like it's a lot quicker.
You're right.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, I remember, I think you told me, Kent, a while back that they said, like, you know, consoles have like a 10-year lifespan or whatever.
Yeah.
And what are we at, 2015 right now?
So. Yeah, the PS4 was not supposed to release till 2016.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a year. Well, it got released last year, so 2 years ahead of its original.
I mean, they're still going to make Madden. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
what they meant when they say 10 years, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's 10 years, but what it really means is like the last four, which would just be like Madden and FIFA.
Yeah.
You know, over and over and over.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, I think you have to move because. You know, I think for so long I was very, you know, not so much against, make this move. Well, because I don't like spending a lot of money. Period. I don't think anyone's like, I'm going to spend like $300 every like 2 years to buy a new console. I'm all about use it till it's bone dry. But seeing what the PS4 can do now, but seeing what that system can do, I'm glad that they're moving quicker.
Because
after just watching Witcher 3 video and Bloodborne, and I'm like, whoa, like that is epic. That
I think about how like I was blown away when I saw like Uncharted 1 and like Heavenly Sword in the beginning of PS3.
That was really good.
And you know, by the end of PS3, you know, with The Last of Us, it's just like night and day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like the graphics is completely night and day. And so like I'm excited to see funnily because it's the worst thing to do when you're an early adopter is to buy it early. Right?
Yeah.
Like you're really gonna see all the things that it can do when the PS5 comes out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see. I mean, hopefully we can get to see more of this, like, when, like, during E3, you know, like, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this year's E3 is going to be.
This E3, I'm stoked about. Yeah. Last E3, I was okay. I was all right.
Because last E3 is after the console has already come out.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so it was kind of like holding the cards. I think this E3, we're going to see a lot of, like, new games.
Right, yeah. And I think. Hopefully. It could be for the first time, or I don't know, or it could be in a long time.
Yeah.
PC is actually holding their own conference.
They are, yeah. I know Bethesda's going to be there, right?
Bethesda's having their own.
Their own also.
Bethesda's having their own.
Square Enix having their own.
But PC in a whole, they're all together.
Here's what I think. Here's my theory. Because I know they've had it before. I know that
Who's actually hosting PC?
I don't know. I think they might just
have, like... Is it Nvidia? Like, someone's got to be, like, the leading person.
I don't know. I think, like, we'll take a look at it afterwards, like, in a bit. But I don't know. I was just guessing that maybe the host could be, like, Chris Hardwick or whatever his name could
be. No, but I mean, like, not the actual host, right? But, like, the actual sponsor.
You know, I don't know. It could be...
I imagine it's called NVIDIA or...
You could be right. NVIDIA or maybe... AMD.
Yeah.
Or, like, Corsair even. I don't know.
And I'm sorry, but I'll go back to it. Yeah. I'll bring it back to PC. But here's what I think is happening. I think that the reason Bethesda, and again, this is all speculation, the reason like a lot of companies are trying to now do their own thing, because they kind of done it before, but I think this time is more focused, is because they saw the success of Nintendo last year, right? So Nintendo was bleeding money, they weren't selling well, but Nintendo Treehouse, everyone across the board agreed, no matter what company you're working for, wherever you go, Nintendo won, quote, end quote, won E3. They got more exposure than most other companies that are doing far better financially, but just because they're able to cater and focus to their demographic. And right. I think that this year, that's what's going to happen. I think this year we're going to see more focused presentations
from everyone's talking companies. To their base.
Yes.
It's perfect. It's basically becoming American's politics.
Pretty yes. Much. Yeah. Talk to your base.
There you go.
You know, but to be fair, I am going to look more at Sony this year. I really am. I'm going to check out some of the Sony stuff. You know, last year, I didn't care at all.
I'm curious to see all of them, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought something stupid when you said, like, politics. Like, you know how at the end of, like, those...
Video games are politics. What are you talking
about? No. But you know how at the end, like, during those presidential candidates, when they, like, give their speeches, and then how in the end those people analyze it? Yeah. I just imagine that right now, be like, so let's go with Raul, like, for his analytical for analysis for Nintendo. What do you think about that? It's like, you know,
I think it was great. Back to you, Ben.
You know, and I completely disagree with you. Did Nintendo did blah blah blah?
That already happens. Like right? When you watch and you know a quick look ahead, you know,
you just. But you, I imagine more on
just,
like a.
You just look at a camera and you go like 9/11,
but 9/11 people.
9/11.
Let's not forget.
It's like we do apologize for that. Let's go back to Kent. Kent, that's what we
and
have
they,
about
and
that.
And then they show a clip of like Kent, like. Say something very controversial, and it's like, man, do you take that back or do you not take that back? And we're like, I stand by that.
It's like, man, Sony sucks. You take
Nintendo,
that back.
It's more like Nintendo. Don't
see you 1990s insult.
Yeah, it's like,
now when you say Nintendo, what do you mean? Well, I didn't really mean that.
Right? No, it's like Nintendo Gate.
Nintendo Gate. I know. With Kent, Nintendo Gate. Could be all over the tabloids, Kent.
It's gonna yes. Right now. It's gonna be like the it's like this Kent with like a picture like
yeah like
it's just like
he says yeah. Nintendo.
Yeah,
I'll be the meme.
There you go, Nintendo. Don't.
But I mean,
I'll be like the Jackie Chan meme, you know.
So is there something specific this year that you two are excited to see, like that you are anticipating? You're like, yes, I'm gonna stay up, or I'm gonna get up early, or I'm gonna be on my phone at work just to see this.
For me,
thing.
It's always the thing that I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
so
what excites
like the surprise.
Me. Yeah, I want to see the surprises.
So, what surprised you last year?
Not much. I want to say, like, I remember last year, all conferences, Sony included, didn't really didn't really wow me.
Okay,
I don't think there wasn't that many surprises. Nothing stood out. I don't.
How about this year? Is there something you really wanted to see? Because I know what
but
I want to see
thing,
this
like,
year.
The thing is, like,
we all know what you want to see.
It's the things that I don't know that excites me. The things
I
want to see, like, I don't really care. Like, I already know about it. You know? I wanted to come out, do something, drop the mic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it, like, 2 years ago, right? When Sony did that whole thing with Microsoft, right? Where it's just like...
Oh, yeah.
It's just you know how you know how we share games? You just hand it over to the next guy.
Oh, right? Yeah. And they like that.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be like... You know, it would just goes nuts. Like, I love, like, those surprises.
That was a pretty good commercial, yeah.
You know, what I want to go for. Yeah. Like, I love when Nintendo did that thing with Iwata and, like, Reggie.
Yeah.
Fighting, duking it out for Smash Brothers. Right?
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that is what I want.
No, yeah, like...
Why I want to see.
Yeah, I'm getting excited. Like, goosebumps for, like, E3. Right.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually go...
Like, Splatoon for me last year was a highlight.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like... It's like, oh, it's a brand new IP.
It is, yeah.
Though,
it is.
Like, the more I think about it, I think they started out trying to make Mario Sunshine's like sequel, and I think they say, you know what, you know,
that's true.
It may not be enough to make a full Mario game out of this.
Yeah,
but you know, we could make.
Yeah, at first,
you know, make a different game out of this mechanics.
Yeah.
And you're saying that Splatoon's getting like good reviews, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's getting pretty decent reviews right now.
It's pretty good. Like, I saw like a list of reviews.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, granted, like.
Destructoid? Is it that one guy again that we hate?
No, it's like...
I haven't seen yet. Like, the major publisher
has... No, Polygon. Sorry, we hate Polygon.
Polygon, yes.
That guy.
Oh yeah, that
I
one guy.
His from, name.
Yeah. But, no, like, IGN, it gave, like, a 7.9. That's not a bad score.
That's a good score.
Yeah, that's a pretty good score, yeah. It's, like, close to an 8, you know. But, yeah, it's overall, it's, like, rating
so, again,
around
the
B's.
The point is that everyone forgets that this is a brand new IP
it
from
is.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That excites me more. You know,
right.
That it's a brand new game, a brand new IP.
Yeah, that they're waiting to, like, innovate and go
yeah,
to
and
something new.
Something.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right, like, let's stick. But for me, last year, what surprised, here were the surprises of last year, right? One, Hyrule Warriors release date. They didn't release the release date, which is what I'm excited about this year. Now I'll mention. They said September. I go, what? September? Love it.
Right.
They showed a limited edition, but it was only available in the Nintendo World Store in New York or Japan. So that kind of like pissed me off. Also, I saw a new Fire Emblem. No, Fire Emblem wasn't last year. It was like earlier this year or something like that.
Okay.
But I also like watching all the gameplay of Hyrule Warriors. Like last year, a lot of it was like Hyrule Warriors. So that's the thing that really like shocked me.
Right.
On the release date. Also, they announced the Zelda last year too. The Zelda Wii U.
Wasn't that for... But they announced it during that...
Was it last year in E3?
No, it wasn't E3. It wasn't
last year E3. I think it was one
or the other.
Nintendo Direct.
I thought it was during... Maybe like it was in December.
Oh, that's right.
So this year here is... Here's what I'm excited about, right? I want to see the new Fire Emblem stateside, though. I know the Japanese one. I want to see what it's like here in the States. I want to hear Advance Wars for the 3DS. I've been waiting since 2008. Ooh. That's 7 years, Nintendo. Get it done. Intelligent Systems? No, it's not Intelligent Systems. It is Intelligent Systems. Them, get it done. And I'm going to bet that they are going to show Zelda Wii U. They're saying they're not.
Okay.
I'm going to bet that they are. All right. That is their surprise for this year. Yeah.
For me, last year, I mean, in terms of like...
Didn't you go last year?
Yeah. I mean, like in terms of conference-wise, you know, like conference-wise... The one thing that I was like really blew my mind, like I was like, "What the hell?" was EA's when they did Battlefield. When they did Battlefield Hardline, I was like, you know, I watched them all, right?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, that's cool, you know, old school cop and robbers style. Yeah. And right before it ended, the guy was like, oh yeah, by the way, beta's live right now. It's like, really?
That was the most hilarious moment.
Yeah, I was like,
the guy was just like, drop the bomb.
Yeah,
and then there was like. There was like
servers
dry
crashing.
Ice coming out from the stage.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
It was so cheesy.
Yeah.
And at some point, they were like, let's go to the rooftop. Like they had like a live cam of like live players on the rooftop.
Oh really? Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I also enjoy all that stuff in E3 where like people just goes bonkers crazy.
Yeah. I like that.
All this crazy cheese, you know.
Yeah, I love cheese. Cheese is nice.
Yeah,
especially with Ubisoft press conference because it was also hosted by
Ayesha
Tyler.
She's so funny.
I mean, she has worked her way. I give her props to keep sticking with it. It's like running a Ubisoft press conference is like. I mean, they're French.
It's like
watching Heavy Rain for 2 hours.
It's true.
Jason.
It's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like in during the conference, I was like, that's a real big surprise to me. Order of 1886, the gameplay slash cinematic to me, that was a real big surprise there. You know?
Still waiting for that to be $30.
Oh yeah, there you go. Oh, I thought you got it already.
What?
I thought you got it for $30.
Waiting for $30.
Nice. And you're gonna be our eyes and ears at E3
and mouth maybe.
You'll be our senior correspondent.
Senior correspondent.
I gotta have that hat that says like
E3 correspondent.
I need a press hat on the side that says SSG on it.
No, you need awkward pauses, right? But you're like, so Ben, what do you think about blah, 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 blah? And then you do awkward pauses. It's good.
It sounds good.
Yeah, that three second.
No,
pause,
tell him to like, hold the cheese. Yeah. I don't want that on my sandwich.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
No, like that. It's like that 3 second pause that they have when you're. The transmission or the news.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They have.
You
that
crack a joke. Car. It's like, ha ha.
Yeah, really good. Exactly. I get it.
Right.
All right. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I'm super stoked.
Yeah, I'm actually. Yeah, I'm
and I'm
excited.
Hoping. Yeah, it's, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to
like
see.
I feel like I'm like 15 again, and I'm into video games.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'm excited to see.
I mean, it's such a commercialized capitalism,
it's wonderful.
But it is wonderful. But it's just like, you know,
it's
what?
So
shut up and take my money.
It's true, right? Yeah. I mean, like, for me, this is one of the conventions I'll never get tired of.
You know,
just
it's like they're just raping us in daylight.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's like, and it's like, you know, they just, it's just like porn, you know? It's just like, oh my God, you just can't get enough of it.
It's what I said, you know, earlier. It feels good. And I think it's been a while since I've been really, really hardcore into games. Like Monster Hunter, I think that's getting me back more into like passionate, where you can just geek out. You can just geek out and it's cool.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
You guys know what else.
Yeah. But yeah, let's see.
So yeah, so I think with that, I think it's... You know, stay tuned. We are going to do something special for E3.
We are.
Yes,
we're scheduling. We're planning it.
We're planning it out.
Yeah, we're going to our cave.
We're going to crash and burn, or we're going to crash or burn.
Or it will just crash, but will survive.
We might duck, tuck, and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But stick around and check it out.
We'll crash and burn, but we'll tuck and roll.
We'll have a survivor. We'll have a survivor
in
there.
Be the bystander.
Yeah.
Be the rubberneck us.
Help us out, guys.
There you go. So, yeah. It'll be like in Uncharted 2 when you'll be like, you just see Nathan just all injured and would still standing up, right, in the beginning. That's how we'll be for the convention.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just imagine, watching a student present, that one student that didn't really prepare for the presentation, and they're up in class, and they have 10 minutes to fill, and it's all awkward. Just that's where we're going to be, pretty much. There you go.
It's like Konami press conferences.
Oh, yeah. They're not even going to be there this year.
I'm actually wondering what's going to...
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
With that, Raul.
What's up?
Since we've been gone for so long.
Yeah. To remind people where they can find us.
Can you remind people in the Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone song?
Since you've been gone. Okay. I like that. So I think it's
since
hard.
You've been gone.
Since you've been gone. Wait, was it since you've been gone?
You can find us at.
No, so Facebook is Super Smart Gaming, and thank you so much. We've been seeing the numbers grow, so check us out, Super Smart Gaming on Facebook. Our Instagram, Super_Smart_Gaming. Our Twitter, Super Smart Gaming, and then we also have an email if you want to talk to us, supersmartgaming.ssg@gmail.com. Also, these episodes are uploaded on YouTube. Check that out. We're on Podomatic, and check us out. It's wonderful. Check out all the new stuff and episodes. It's great.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. And
with that, I'm Ken. Please be excited.
And it is of safety. This is Ben.
It's Raul. Always a pleasure. I keep being here, guys.
That's your catchphrase.
Always a pleasure. I forgot what mine was.
I don't think you even had a catchphrase.
I did have a catchphrase eventually. I'm going with it's been a pleasure. That's my thing for this episode.
All right. Whatever. Lame-o.
Damn.
We're out.
Cat wants to see fish.